Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Good morning. 6:22. All right, we're going to check out sports here in just a second. Quick look at your forecast for today. Partly sunny. There is a small chance for some rain and thunderstorms, mainly later on. High of 87. Tonight, some more rain, thunderstorms, low of 68. Tomorrow, chance for rain and thunderstorms, high of 82. Looks a little wet up until the weekend, but temperatures are up there, and then looks like a nice weekend. So, deal with a little bit of rain, get everything washed off, and then it looks like a really nice weekend headed our way. That's your forecast. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Woo. Had a handful of those this weekend, that's for sure. Did a little.
Yes. Yeah, I did.
It was a little bit fantastic. Of celebrating. They're good. They're good. Good on a Memorial Day weekend. All right, Hunter, hit us with it. What do you got for sports?
Let's kick it off with auto racing. Now that America's roads are empty, teams of drivers are shattering Cannonball run records over and over. You know the Cannonball.
Yeah. So
Burt Reynolds had a movie about it.
Classic.
I actually do follow a guy on YouTube, Ed Bolin. Ed Bolian is his name, actually. And he's got a YouTube channel. It's pretty cool. He tells you everything about it and how he does it. And he uses it as an Audi to win this thing and set records. And it's just full of gas. The whole car is just a big gas tank. Since April, seven teams have set new speed records as they travel from New York City to Redondo Beach in California. The latest team got across the country in less than 26 hours. What? 26 hours from New York to California? Averaging about 107 miles per hour.
That's on average.
So you know they're going faster than that to make that the average.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. So, yeah, Cannonball records being set. Moving on, basketball. NBA getting closer and closer to getting their season back on track at Disney World. Over the weekend, the league admitted that they're holding exploratory conversations with Disney about holding games in the Orlando Sports Complex in late July. So we're probably going to see some basketball. And I think Charles Barkley came out and said, yeah, I think 100%, yeah, 100% they're going to play. So
just terrible. Just terrible.
Man, it's terrible. Golf. Listen to this. This is the big match we were talking about over the weekend. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods. Tom Brady played in the match Champions of Charity over the weekend, showed that he is human. He missed fairways off the tee and pretty much looked like a terrible golfer. And then, best of all, he ripped his pants while bending over to pick up a ball. Oh, man. That's sad. But wait. There's more. Just kidding. That whole Tom Brady finally looked human thing lasted roughly 30 minutes before he reminded us that he's one of the greatest athletes in the world. With a notably poor golfer, Charles Barkley, in his ear the entire match. Brady silenced all of the critics with an incredible hole out from the fairway. So there's a clip. Yeah, I'm not sure which hole it was. And it looked like he probably had maybe a 9 in his hand, maybe an 8. But, he smoked one in and he sucked it back and it went in the hole. And it was pretty incredible. It was a pretty incredible shot. So he is human, but then he comes back and does stuff like that. And then the other players, Tiger Woods. Incredible. Played incredible. That's the big thing talk over the weekend. After Tiger walked off the course with this match, everybody's like, damn, oh boy, is ready to play. So we're going to see some Tiger Woods this year, man. And if he doesn't win another an Open or a major, I would be surprised. The boy is playing golf. Peyton Manning, phenomenal golfer. Impressive. Everybody was impressed with Peyton Manning's play. He looks like his swing looks pretty pro, man. And Phil Mickelson, obviously, you guys know Phil Mickelson. It was brilliant having him mic'd up, having him explain putts and talk you through chips. Phil Mickelson, when he's got a mic on him, he's a little extra vocal, too. And it's like he's giving golf lessons while he's playing. So, I didn't get to see the match. Since we were camping this weekend, so I had to miss it on Sunday. I did catch the highlights yesterday, and you can so on YouTube and do it. It's pretty cool. It's
nice.
Real sports, guys. Real sports.
It's really happening, guys.
So there you go. That's what I got for you this morning.
Very good. I was entertained. I was moved. There was laughing. There was crying. It was amazing. All right.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. All right. We're going to be back in just a little bit. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, that was your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Out for this awesome song. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning. Good morning.
All right. I don't have anything cheeky or fun to say, so let's just get right to it. The Plan B Morning Show has sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer while you're sitting outside enjoying the sunshine. It's perfect for it.
Yeah, there you go, man. Golf, a little golf in here. Tom Brady played in the match, Champions for Charity, over the weekend. Showed that he's human. Yes, he's very human when it comes to golf. He missed fairways off the tee. Looked pretty much like a terrible golfer. And then, but wait, best of all, he ripped his pants when bending over to pick up a ball. Oh,
love it.
Poor Tom.
Real quick. When he bent over to pick up his ball and his pants ripped, did it show his deflated balls?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, man.
Classic, yeah. Brock.
But he did hole a 7-iron 154 shot, so that was pretty incredible. So he's just like the rest of us. It's like you play a terrible round of golf, but you hit that one shot that you're like, that's the only shot. You go home and tell the wife, I played pretty good. You know, I had a good shot on 17. I scoped one in from like 130. But if your wife was smart, if your wife was smart, she would ask, well, how'd you play the rest of the round?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But see, that's the best part is they don't care. That is the truest statement you have ever. It's not even just with the wife. It's with people like, oh, well, how'd you play? You know, I did some golf and how'd you play? And that's you give the most generic kind of, but then you always talk about that one good shot you had. Yeah. Like it makes up for all the other terrible play.
Yeah. You know, I almost threw a noose up into a tree, but on 17, though, I ripped one in from like 172 and just danced it right up there.
You should have seen this shot on 17. Unbelievable.
How's the rest of your game? Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Let's only talk about 17. Let's only talk about 17. I love it.
All right, moving on. But real quick, basketball. The NBA is getting closer, getting their season back on track at Disney World. Over the weekend, the league admitted that they're holding exploratory conversations with Disney about holding games in their Orlando sports complex in late July. Word on the street, Charles Barkley, to be more specific, says yes, 100%. It's going to happen. So,
it's terrible.
Barkley can't keep anything a secret. It's going to happen. I've heard. auto racing. Now that America's roads are empty, teams of drivers are shattering the Cannonball Run records over and over. Since April, seven teams have set new speed records as they travel from New York City to Redondo Beach in California. The latest team got across the country in less than 26 hours, dude.
That's bananas.
Averaging about 107 miles per hour. 26 hours.
Dude.
You know how far it is from New York to California?
It's very far. It's far from here to California. It's far from Nebraska to California. It's a long ways. This is a big country. And
it's
they're just flying.
Interesting how they do this. I'm on a YouTube channel full of it. This guy, Ed Bullion, who's had the record for a long time. And he explains how they do it. And they have, like, people drive ahead of them, speeding ahead of them so they could, you know, radio back if they're cops. They have people behind them for some reason.
Yep.
All the GPS ways open. They have Google Maps open. They have all these, like, you know, radar jammers, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy, man. It's a whole, like, sport.
There's got to be a point where no one will be able to beat the record that's set, because there's only so much you can do within the confines of the rules of the road. Because obviously, if these guys can pull, they're doing something illegal. That's the thing. Is they're doing.
Right. Here's the thing, though. I don't think any of these teams have ever just pedaled to the metal. Like, you always get caught in traffic somewhere. Mm-hmm. You always have to detour. You always have that guy ahead of you radio back, say, hey, you know, it's a traffic jam. You got to go a couple miles out of the way. Something always happens. So, I don't know. It's a long way.
I would love to see it, like, the fastest route, and they just let someone go ham. Like, I'm talking, get in that you know.
Block the roads off. Block the roads off.
And just go. And just see how fast you can do it. Because that'd be pretty cool.
Problem is gas.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are trying. I don't know if they've done it yet or if they do it. But they try to fuel on the road kind of how planes do it. Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy what these guys are doing for these records. So
yeah. We'll enjoy it until you end up in a ball of fire on the side of the road. You know, you got that going for you, which is nice. All right. Is that it? That all you got?
That's it. That's all I got.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. The plan.